The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
This is the Financial Symphony. You're listening to Creative Financial Partners. Every week they're on this show telling you all kinds of good things about your finances and about getting ready for your retirement and making sure that you can live stress-free during that time, which should be the most relaxing period of time in your life. On today's show, Steve Decker and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners, and we're going to talk about some interesting things coming up in just a moment here. Don't know if you're a retirement, if you're a marathon runner, but even if you're not, you can get some inspiration from our topic of conversation in just a moment. But I wanted to give you the number so you can get in touch with Creative Financial Partners. That's 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Simply call that number and get on the calendar and come in and have a conversation. Find out about the money map process, and it is so easy. Just jot down this number and call now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. And Dan and Steve, let's talk about the retirement marathon.
Let's do it.
I know that you guys are athletes and all that kind of thing, but I don't know if you run marathons, but getting through retirement is a lot like running a marathon, so I thought maybe we could talk about some of the similarities. Number one on the list, you can't just go out there and start running a long distance every day and have that be your preparation. There's a lot of other preparation that you have to go through and a lot of planning involved too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the first thing I'll say here is, you know, what I've been working on with a lot of my clients lately, your average retiree here in Northwest Ohio, they've accumulated a large sum of money inside of their work plan, their 401k, 403b, whatever it might be. And that's really the majority of their net worth. And that money is all taxable when you take it out. So one thing that we're working on the earlier that you get started on this is starting to invest in some tax-free sources. And it's never going to be the majority of your net worth when you retire, but if you have a little chunk of your money, say one-fifth, one-sixth of your net worth that's tax-free, that's going to open up a number of doors for you in retirement that you don't have without screwing up your tax bracket.
Yeah, as we look at people, the early stages of retirement planning, and oftentimes we're getting involved with people at the later stages, but in the early stages of that planning, there's so many things that should be addressed and things that should be looked at. And that tax consequence and the tax planning is a big piece of that. I mean, most people take for granted that we have these systems that are put in place by our government. We have Social Security, or, you know, if you're part of the state retirement or the teachers or all these things, we have these different programs. But Steve's absolutely on point that most of the programs that we're kind of used to, that we take for granted, most all of the dollars when we go to take these out in retirement are taxable dollars. And so it's one of the big considerations while we're accumulating, but also when we start to take money out, you need to know what that tax consequence is going to be and know that a dollar looks suspiciously like 75 cents. If you're not planning for it, that can sneak up on you.
Well, I know that I'm not a marathon runner, but I know a lot of people who are. And one of the things that they're very adamant about, very specific and very particular about the kind of food and drink they put into their bodies getting ready, especially in the days leading up to a marathon. So I guess you could say proper diet is another very important element here, not only with marathon running, but also the retirement marathon.
Yeah, one of the things that we like to do with our clients is if we get a certain time frame where we know 2018, first quarter 2018 is going to be when we retire, we really start looking at that 5 years out so we can start allocating and planning properly. So by the time you get to that first quarter of 2018, all we do is flip the switch and everything's done. Ideally, and you know, every now and again, you know, granted, not everyone has that time on their side, but it's a lot easier from our point of view and our client's point of view if we take our time with this and kind of massage what we want to do in retirement and not jam it all in 2 weeks, you know, here's your deadline.
Yeah, the other element with that, when we're kind of in that, what I would call that retirement red zone, which Some people in our office call it as many as 10 years before, but I usually figure that 5 years before retirement. It is a really, really big deal, and everything just gets to be a lot more important. So if you're just getting ready for retirement, you need to make sure that you're paying very close attention to your portfolio leading up to that retirement. You just can't afford any big losses. So if you're, you know, drawing the parallel to running that retirement marathon, you want to make sure that you're putting the right food in your body. You want to make sure you're doing the right kind of preparation for the run that you're about to get into. And you need to make sure you're not taking any big risks that are going to throw off the whole race.
You're listening to your financial consultants serving Toledo and Northwestern Ohio, Creative Financial Partners in the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg. And here's a number you can call to get in touch and make an appointment and come in and have a conversation of your own about your retirement situation. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in and just sit down. It's a get acquainted session, really. There's no obligation involved, not going to cost you any money. Why not? You'll get a lot of helpful information whether you become a client or not. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna is founding partner at Creative Financial Partners, and of course, Steve Decker on today's show as well. We're talking about marathon running and how running a marathon is actually very similar in a lot of ways to getting ready for your retirement. And another important lesson that you really should know about before you start is don't start too fast. You need to pace yourself and make sure you have some energy at the end, right?
Absolutely. And for those of you who've run marathons, or I haven't run a full marathon, but I ran a half, and I came out of the gate, the very first one I did, I came out of the gate and I was so amped up that I ran the first mile or two, and I was like paying attention somewhat to my watch, and I was like, gosh, man, I'm really kicking butt here. Like, I'm really fast, you know, which anybody that knows me, and just by looking at me, you can tell I'm probably not all that fast. But I felt fast, and I was definitely going fast for me. And I'll tell you, when you come out of the gate hard like that, you're going to have some consequences. And I did, in fact, have consequences down the road. Yeah, I struggled through them and finished. But you get excited as you start to see, like in our world, you start to see a positive rate of return. And you think, geez, this is great. I want more of that. And so it's easy to get caught up in the emotion and the momentum and to say, hey, I'm going to put more emphasis on these things that can do a little more of the exciting work, that can get me to the marathon end a lot faster. And the truth is that that's where you put yourself at risk, is by overdoing it and not sticking to the plan.
What we like to do is we like to say we plan for the good, bad, and the ugly, because we've seen all three phases. You know, 2008 was our last real bad market turn, and people forget how bad that was back then and how everyone thought the world was coming to the end, the Dow Jones was going to go to zero. We know that we're in a much different place now, but we plan for those things because we know somewhere around the corner something like that has the potential to happen. So no matter what's going on in the world, what's going on with the markets, we put the tools in place to handle every kind of situation here.
I know that there are a lot of people who are thinking about coming in for an appointment, and they want to talk to you about what you have to offer, the Money Map process. How exactly does that work when someone calls, makes an appointment, and comes in? What do you have to offer them?
Well, we've got a very casual process here. It's one of the reasons that we've, you know, gone from when I was starting Creative Financial Partners back in the day. I guess we're coming up on 12 years now, which is rather shocking. But there was just four of us. And now as I fast forward, and there's now 30 some people that call this, you know, their employer and where they work. It's rather amazing, but it's always had the same philosophy. It's that client-first philosophy. We make this out to be a very simple process, and we make it to be much easier than many people do. I mean, the truth is that this isn't rocket science, and you could do your investments on your own if you wanted. But just like I don't want to learn how to fix everything on my car or learn to pour concrete or learn to fix my roof, there's certain jobs that you should just have somebody that's their job. And so we'd like to be that person for you. So what that process looks like is very relaxed. It's much like you hear us on the radio, but we can only give you little snippets, and we certainly can't give you any details that are pertinent to your particular situation. So give us the opportunity, make that call. It's the hardest part of the whole process, really, is making the call. Once you come in, it's very relaxed from there. We can get to know each other a little bit and make sure we're finding the right fit. And if that's the case, you know, we're already working likely with many of your friends and neighbors. We'd love to have that opportunity to work with you as well.
800-373-9715 is your number to call. There's no obligation at all. Nobody's going to do a salesmanship job on you and try to force you into doing something that you really don't want to do. That's not what this is all about. Just come in for a conversation. 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. You hear them each week here on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz. And again, a reminder, that number is 800-373-9715. There's more in today's edition of the Financial Symphony in a moment.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark Lloyd is here to talk about music and money and helping you with your retirement. And he's going to try and tie it all together. He always does that pretty well. Let's make a musical connection today and talk about your playlist. You're heading out on a road trip. You want to put together your music for the trip. Years ago, you might have made a mixtape. I used to make those all the time on cassette. Now it's all digital, so it's a playlist. You'll be driving through some remote areas with no cell signal, so streaming options like Pandora or Spotify won't be available. You can only listen to the playlist you put together on your phone. What are the five songs, and think about this for a second, what are the five songs that you absolutely must have on that playlist? Maybe, I don't know, maybe some immediately spring to mind.
Well, what about you? Let me hear what maybe some of your favorites might be. I got to think about that.
I knew you were gonna ask me that. You're gonna put it right back on me.
I can give you five artists pretty easy, but but then to narrow it down to the songs is pretty. Yeah.
What
would you have on yours?
That's really tough. I think I would put probably Stairway to Heaven on there. I never get tired of hearing that song.
That's a classic.
I think I would probably put at least one Fleetwood Mac song on there. Love Fleetwood Mac. In addition to that,
go your own way. Let's put a song list together. I'm in tune with you. Let's do Stairway to Heaven.
Go
your own way, or we can do Don't Stop. Which one you like better?
Yeah, I think Go Your Own Way. Definitely
Go Your Own Way. Okay, that's a classic.
And I think I would also put Simple Man song, a little Southern rock song from Leonard Skinner.
Okay, love that song. How about One Temptation song?
Yeah, One Temptation song. Probably my all-time favorite might be Don't Look Back.
That
might not be one of the most well-known songs, but I love it.
All right, but I'm going to add one country. I'm going to add one country in our genre here. Okay, mm-hmm. And since we're on a road trip, why don't we do On the Road Again, Willie Nelson?
Oh yeah, that's perfect. That is absolutely.
There's our five songs. This is Ron and Mark's five songs.
Okay, so where are we going to go together?
Well, I don't know. Pick a place.
We got
a lot of music to play.
let's tour this country because there's so many great places to see, and no question. Now the beauty of creating your own playlist is that you can pick whatever songs you want. Doesn't have to be a bunch of stuff from the same artist or even the same type of music. It allows you to have a much more varied listening experience than just listening to a CD or even a radio station that you really like that plays only one genre. So, Mark Lloyd, what is the financial connection with all of this?
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's bring it on back to finance now. Unfortunately, when it comes to our investing, a lot of people treat a portfolio like a CD of their favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
One artist, one style of music. And, you know, you could listen to several songs that that artist may have done. Let's pick one like Willie Nelson. A lot of Willie Nelson songs are alike, or the Temptations had a unique sound.
Yep.
Even Led Zeppelin had a lot of the, you know, I could play that whole album that Stairway to Heaven was on, and some of those songs are different, but they are very similar, right?
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, so instead of having their own customized playlist, it is just, and it's just one style of investing. Why is that wrong? Because when it comes to investing, if you want to be the efficient investor, you want to make sure you have diversification. And I'm just not throwing that word out, because you hear that word a lot in our industry. Diversify, diversify. I'm talking about, what is diversification? Well, it's like setting up different buckets of money. We need to have one bucket of money that is diversified in the stock market. Folks, regardless of what you're seeing with a lot of volatility right now going on in the market, volatility is not our enemy, except where are you in your financial life and what retirement life? What I mean by that, what is your time horizon? When are you going to retire? Are you already retired? You cannot afford to be on the big roller coaster, folks. You need to be on the kiddie ride. And that's easy to do through diversification. That's why it's important not to have all of your eggs in one basket. We need asset preservation, but we also need to have accumulation. We need to be growing the money. And we need to be diversified in many, many different sectors, because they all work differently and act differently. So the more diversification we have, the better. I call it little pieces of pie. And I can tell you from experience that asset allocation, how much pieces of pie you have, will dictate the growth in the portfolio long term. Another thing we have to have, Ron, we have to have income. You know, what do we say about retirement all the time? Permanent unemployment, right?
Exactly.
You know, permanent unemployment. We're not getting that paycheck anymore. So how do we replace that paycheck? Well, it could either be interest and dividends. And I can't tell you how many folks have come in from the radio program here, and they think they're getting income from their portfolio, but when we sit down and do the analysis, it's very little income, very little interest and dividends. If the market doesn't grow, their portfolio doesn't grow. But if the market goes down, their portfolio goes down faster, because there's no hedge. There's no income coming in to help offset the volatility of the market. So you gotta have interest and dividends. And all of that is an easy fix. And for folks right now who are scared to death, I am scared to death about the future of this country. Well, it's more important than ever that you diversify the portfolio to protect yourself. It is just as important to protect yourself. And we've talked about many times on this show about the importance of having a bucket of money that's protected. Call us today to get your complimentary risk analysis performed. And we will go through the whole portfolio, and we will educate you on what you know, the reward you're getting for the risk you're taking, and make sure you're on the right path. It is critical at this time, you know, in the calendar. It's critical this time in what's going on globally, economically, and what's going on geopolitically. Take advantage of it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your tax taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. This is Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And thanks for listening to the show today. If you're a regular listener, you know what this show is all about. And if you're not, if you're joining us for the first time today, we certainly appreciate you. And I think you're going to learn a lot just by listening to the conversation here. I'll learn a lot from talking to these guys each and every week. And you can certainly learn a lot specifically about your individual situation if you come in for a visit. But it's necessary to call this number first to make that happen. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number or leave your contact information. A member of the team at Creative Financial Partners will get back with you. You can come in and sit down face-to-face and talk about your assets, your hopes and dreams, all of that sort of thing. And you can see if the chemistry thing is working as well. You know, you may become a client. Then again, you may not. But I think you probably will. Well, these are nice guys here. Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker would love to talk to you. 800-373-9715. As we do every week on this show, we go to the request line. We've gotten some great questions this week. First of all, Kathy in Bellevue. Kathy says, I'm still a couple of years away from retirement, maybe 3 years. My husband wants to take some money out of an IRA so that we can do some traveling. But I'm worried about withdrawing from our retirement savings right now. What do you think?
Well, I think everybody's situation is different, and I think you need to have a plan. And those are the things we say every week that everybody hears. But one of the things that snuck up on a client of mine in a discussion we had just last week was he said, hey, I wanted to buy a truck. And I said, okay, that's great. You know, what kind of a truck are you thinking about? And fast forward, he said, I thought I would just take this money out of my IRA. I'm old enough. I can do that. And he's still working. And I said, that's great too. We can absolutely do that. But here's what you need to think about. You need to think about the fact that every dollar that you take out has to be taxed that comes out of an IRA. So when your truck costs $31,000, it doesn't really just cost you $31,000. $31,000 is what you're paying for it after taxes. The real taxable element is that you're going to pay some taxes to the state, you're going to pay some taxes to the federal government, and in some situations you're going to pay some city tax, but you're also going to layer that income on top of whatever income you're making from your regular job. So it's not always just a matter of if we can afford to do it, is it enough to have it be part of the plan, but it's also a consideration of if you're in your prime earning years and you're going to be retiring sometime soon, it might make sense to do to crunch the numbers, to look at the idea of maybe financing the vehicle and getting it out to where your income's going to be significantly less and you can pay taxes at a lower tax bracket. These are some of the things that we encounter and talk about every single day that our clients just really aren't that familiar with. And we usually get that aha moment where they get it. And we get it too because we have these talks every week.
All right, now let's move on to the request line. We have a question here from Don in Adrian. Am I better off to invest in single stocks where I don't have any diversification or mutual funds where I have diversification, but it's going to cost me more?
Well, Don, a simple answer to that question is no, but let me walk through why. So I've used this example a few times before, but I'm going to use this again, where I had back in 2007, 2008, there were some employees that I knew of that worked at General Motors. And inside of their 401k at General Motors, they held all company stock. And they didn't know any better because they never did any planning or never consulted with an advisor. So what do you think happened to their 401k when General Motors went bankrupt? Mm. Yeah, not great news. Yeah. So my view on individual stocks is they can definitely fit in with a piece of your portfolio, but you have to do it smart and you have to be tactical about it, okay? Individual stocks, for the most part, you can hit really big, and when you hit that, it feels good, but also you can have really bad days too. For the most part, mutual funds don't lose 4 or 5% in a day, where individual stocks, depending on their earnings reports, a number of different factors, have that potential. So the more that your risk is spread out with a different variety of mutual funds in different sectors, the better balanced your portfolio will be. Now, getting back to the individual stock thing for just 1 minute, an appointment that I had yesterday, we built in a local company that the client worked for. They wanted to hang on to a little bit of that company's individual stock because they had a vested interest in it. And that means something too. You know, if you work for a company for a long time, you know the mechanics and you care about that company, there's nothing wrong with keeping a little piece of that stock as an overall section of your portfolio. But for the most part, we leave the heavy lifting up to, the different mutual funds, variable products that are managed by professionals on an hour by hour, daily, day by day basis.
All right, we have another question coming up for you in just a moment here, but I wanted to remind everybody how to get in touch. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and make an appointment. You can get on the calendar soon if you go ahead and place that phone call. Don't wait until the end of the show because a lot of folks will be calling in then. Go ahead and beat the rush. 800-373-9715. Come into Creative Financial Partners in the Creative Financial Partners building. Where else? In Perrysburg. Sit down, have a conversation, and get a lot of information. No question about it, and no obligation whatsoever. So, one more question today, folks, from Roscoe in Hazard County. And Roscoe,
wait, what? County.
I'm just kidding. Well, I couldn't resist it. It was just too easy for me. Roscoe is actually in Wallbridge, but he does have a question for the Duke boys. So
we apologize for our host around Roscoe.
But Roscoe, seriously, is in Wallbridge, and Roscoe says, for years I've had half of my money with one broker and half with someone else. They're both nice guys, and I thought it would be good to get advice from two different people. But now it just seems rather confusing. Am I better off to have it all in one place?
Well, Roscoe, I'm going to answer this in two different parts here. So the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear that question is loyalty. And loyalty is a huge thing in my business and a huge something that I never want to step on another advisor's toes, and I never want to get involved. You know, if you have a good relationship, if you have a good understanding with another advisor, I get that. And I have people, you know, come in my office every week, say, what do you think of this? And I say, that's fine. And I said, do you like the guy? Yes, a guy or girl. Yes, they're fine. Then you don't need to, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. Loyalty is a huge piece in my business. On the other side of that, once you get down to the nitty-gritty, once you get down to your retirement years, I have seen it get a little more complicated because you have two advisors. They both are great people, but they're trying to take you in two completely different directions when it comes to retirement and the majority of your assets. That's where you got to go with your gut on this and what you really feel is the best route to go. I'm not saying it. Two advisors cannot coexist, but as you get closer to retirement and big decisions being made, you're going to have arrows coming at you from a few different directions, and you got to pick which way to turn.
Yeah, we found that with most of our clients, although they've had the experience of previously having one or two advisors before us, not that it always works out that we're running the helm, if you will, but there's no question that for the most part, most of our clients end up with just using us as advisors. That's a typical situation. Now, I will tell you that we have, like, everybody's strong suited. We're very strong suited in the planning area. So I have some clients that do some individual stocks or some what I would call fancy or, you know, some interesting things maybe that I would say, well, if you really want to do that, maybe you shouldn't be doing that with me. And so we'll do some of that where we do coexist. For the most part, though, the planning is what people come to us for. And so if we're going to get hired for the plan, we like to implement our plan. The best way to do that is to control it. But if you're having a situation where it seems a little complicated, then clearly, you know, it's gotten complicated. And so you should evaluate that. And, you know, if you'd like a second opinion on any of these types of things, that's what we're here for. It's one of the reasons that we started this radio show over the last few years is to be able to get out to people and let people know that we exist, that we're running a client first philosophy here, that our number one idea is when we started Creative Financial Partners 12 years ago, that we would be able to do the very best things for our clients. We have 60 insurance companies we work with. We don't play favorites when it comes to investments. Our philosophy is that we're going to take our clients at, you know, I'm going to be turning 45 here pretty soon, but I've been doing this business for over 15 years. So we've got a nice blend of some older talented guys, some younger talented guys, and some that are right in the middle. And one of the reasons that people love talking to guys like Steve and I, and Steve's a little younger than me, is because they know we're going to be there during their retirement. And an awful lot of the people that they're working with here locally, even though they really like them, they look at them and they say, geez, they're my age. And so the problem with that is that many people in our line of work retire, but they don't really retire. They just don't spend as much time in the office. They don't spend as much time on research. They don't spend as much time looking into the best investments, the things that are cutting edge. And therefore, some of our people that are we're taking on as new clients, it's mainly because of the aging population of the financial advisors, and they want somebody that they know can be working with them for the next 20 or 30 years. So give us a call. You know, we would love to meet you. We would love to introduce you to the relaxed atmosphere of Creative Financial Partners.
800-373-9715 is your number to call if you'd like to make that happen. That's 800-373-9715. I really like what Steve said a few moments ago about loyalty. It seems to me that loyalty is an important part of life in general, and not just when it comes to financial planning. I think you'll like these guys' attitudes at Creative Financial Partners, and they will certainly be loyal to you as well. 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, come in and sit down and have a conversation about your retirement situation. Get ready for it. If you're in the red zone in the years leading up to it, then it's time to go ahead and place that phone call and make it happen. 800-373-9715. It's not going to cost you anything, and it's not going to obligate you to do anything either. Just call that number and then come in for a meeting. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker, Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And this is the portion of the show that we call Getting to Know You. We want you to get to know the guys at Creative Financial Partners as much as you possibly can. And let me just ask you a question here. Maybe this will unfold some of the many, many layers of your personality. You guys ready? ready for that?
I think so.
Of course.
What is the best documentary that you've seen lately? I know they're putting together a lot of great documentaries these days, but I'm just wondering what's the best one you've watched lately?
Steve here, Ron. This weekend, my soon-to-be four-year-old daughter was down with the flu. So that means that our family was kind of down with the flu this weekend. So it's funny you asked this question. But I saw through a news feed on Saturday that the big orca or killer whale at SeaWorld, Tillamook, passed away. And I saw in the news feed, it said, if you had not seen the documentary called Blackfish, go and watch that. And I did. And boy, if you walk away from that not feeling anything, you don't have much going on, because that was riveting and sad and informative all in one. We are planning a trip down to Florida to do some business, and SeaWorld was on our agenda, but I'm starting to rethink that. And I'm not a, you know, PETA hippie type person, but like, this really opened your eyes to, you know, how some animals in captivity are treated. But it was really, really interesting and moving.
That really is kind of interesting. What about you, Dan? What's the best one you've seen lately?
Well, I would say on the other end of the spectrum, I got caught up in the History Channel watching this thing on World War II. And I always, you know, I find it really interesting anyways. I mean, if you've ever heard me talk at all, you hear me talk about my grandpa. He's officially 93 years old. We do breakfast at least once a week. I just had breakfast with him a couple days ago. And it was like, to think about what these guys and gals went through. And the coolest thing about it, I think, for the people that were involved in this is how they came together. Like the amazing way that everybody came together to be patriotic and to be Americans. I mean, there was nobody sitting on the bench anymore. I mean, the people that were at home were no longer just at home. They were, you know, they were working in the factories, and the other people were volunteering to go to the front line. And there's 16 and 17 year olds that are lying about how old they are, and they're getting involved, and how absolutely underestimated we were when we came together. All the good that was able to happen with so many people focused on one objective. It was really, really, really amazing. And it was a very patriotic moment for me just to watch and see all the things that people had gone through and how they came together. It was really one of the coolest things I've ever watched on TV. And I got caught up in it, and it was pretty awesome.
Well, Dan, let me just say that I've heard you talk about your grandfather so many times. I think maybe we should get him on the show one of these days.
I think that's a great idea. I'm not sure what Grandpa would say. It might be more of an expression, you know, that we can't say on the radio, but I could certainly give that a shot. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he sounds like a wonderful person, and I know you get a lot of inspiration from him every day. And that is our Getting to Know You segment here on the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners. And there's more on the way.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Much like musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instrument or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, our local financial maestros fine-tune your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Rod Stutz, and I am with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners in Toledo, serving all of Northwestern Ohio, wherever you live in the area. Call this number. It's a toll-free call, 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Creative Financial Partners are in the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg. Would love to have you come in and just sit down and have a conversation. And the way to make that happen is by calling 800-373-9715 to make an appointment with Creative Financial Partners. Been helping a lot of individuals and families in the area for a very long time, and you might become a part of that whole process. You may have heard of the financial junk drawer, and Dan, I know that you use that term a lot, and I'm wondering, what in the world does that mean exactly, and what did you find this week in the financial junk drawer?
So one of the pieces of verbiage that I get with my clients, and you can maybe visualize this, we all have a drawer in our house where we put like the, you know, maybe you'll toss the keys in there, you'll have some paper clips, you'll have some different tools, maybe a screwdriver or whatever it is. But when I get first introduced to people, and they say, what do I need? I oftentimes will say, hey, bring your financial junk drawer, because they've got statements from banks and IRAs and 401ks and all these things. And so many times we're the first step to organizing that financial junk drawer. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of so many people in Northwest Ohio have been accumulating all this stuff, and they've been doing it whether they were paying attention to it or not. It was happening. If they're a union member, they've got pensions. If they were, you know, worked at the hospitals, or no matter what they were doing, their teachers, they were accumulating all this stuff. And so our job is to help make sense of all this stuff, because the truth is that most of our clients aren't as worried about the financial junk drawer as they are worried about the fact that they can retire and not have to worry about being a burden on their family and not have to worry about running out of money. So I'll ask Steve if he's run into anybody lately that's had any particular things to talk about with their financial junk drawer.
Yeah, Dan, as I'm sitting here listening to you, and one thing that you hit that really stuck with me is the area hospitals. And I just had a client of mine come in last week, and we've been, and I won't say which hospital, but it's one of the ones that we've all been to or heard about. But a lot of the area hospitals have this issue as well, where their retirement programs there are all over the map, and they've changed names several times. They have pensions from here, from there. Some of them are frozen, some of them are grandfathered, and they're just all over the place. And as we were, you know, she's going to retire next month, and as we were really going through this, we actually found another pension from 10 or 15 years ago that through all of the years, all of our reviews, appointments, we didn't know this existed, and it was a sizable amount of money. This is not an uncommon thing with a lot of the area hospitals. It's very, their systems are very, very confusing, and they change hands a lot. But this is one of the things here at Creative Financial Partners that we deal with on a weekly basis. We know what you're supposed to get. We know what you're entitled to. And sometimes we can find those hidden pensions through things that we've seen from some of our other clients.
Yeah, we've seen, Steve, that brings to light a great point. I mean, we've seen, I can't even begin to tell you how many times we've, what I would call, found money. Now, the money's always existed. It was always theirs, and it was really never going anywhere. But nobody ever watched over it. They weren't paying attention to it. They didn't even know it existed. So a lot of that cleaning up of that financial junk drawer is just getting a clarification on where things are, and then, oh, by the way, making sure if it's money that you have, to make sure it's working as hard as it can. So sometimes it's that simple when we're talking about the financial junk drawer.
Well, maybe you can find a financial junk drawer of your own that you didn't know you had. Wouldn't that be a nice little surprise? Call this number and make an appointment and come into Creative Financial Partners and give them a chance to sit down and talk with you. You can find out more about your situation. They can help you clean out that financial junk drawer and really put it all together, get organized. This is a good time to do that. Call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information, and a member of the team will get back with you. You can come in for an appointment, sit down and talk about all this. 800-373-9715. Your financial consultants, Creative Financial Partners. I'm Ron Stutz, and there's more coming up.
Wherever you go, there I am. Following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees! Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request
Line. Here on the Financial Symphony, we take requests, and we got a good question today. Mark Lloyd from Janice, and Janice says, my mother is in declining health. Should I transfer her house into my name so that they can't take it to cover the cost of her nursing home care? If it comes to that, what should I do?
Janice, thank you for your question. And this question pops up a lot. If Janice is like me, I'm in the same situation. We call it the sandwich generation, where, you know, in my case, I have aging parents like she's going through right now, but I also have a kid in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it tough sometimes. But as far as Janice's question goes, you know, the main thing is that you got to be very, very careful before you start gifting property and houses and that type of thing, because the government has something called the look back period. If your goal to gift that is to put it into your name so that the nursing home doesn't get it, wrong answer. And the reason why is because that if you try to apply for governmental Medicaid within 5 years, you won't get it. You'll be declined, and the value of that gift will be penalized. So I highly recommend that if you are thinking about trying to do some type of asset protection, that you call an elder law attorney. You know, Ron, my clients, regardless, they've aged. Their needs have changed. Healthcare becomes a big deal. So what we try to do is try to fix this on the front end. We try to look at different strategies that are available today. And one strategy that everybody thinks about, is Mark trying to convince me to buy long-term care insurance? Nope, that's not what I'm doing. Is that a strategy that might fix the problem? Yes, maybe. But there's a lot more you can do. Our financial maestros know how to create income. So let's assume that I have several buckets of money, of my client's money, and we're managing that, those buckets. And I've got one bucket set up that I'm planning on at 70 and a half, 71 years old, when we know we got to turn on required minimum distributions. I'm just going to go ahead and turn on a regular income every month. And let's assume we have enough in that bucket that created a $3,000 a month check, Ron. I'm just throwing numbers out. $3,000 a month is what's coming out. $36,000 a year.
Okay.
Let's assume we get a phone call 10 years later that person now needs some kind of health care. All we have to do is get a doctor's note saying that they're unable to perform two activities of daily living, or they've got memory issues. And if that happens, then we can turn on that check. Instead of $3,000 a month, they can double it to $6,000 a month.
Fantastic.
That is. That's how we create more cash flow to private pay. What we didn't need to do when we did that, we didn't need to have long-term care insurance. We were able just to do it with our own money that we'd already saved, and now we have cash flow to help pay for the long-term care. And the bottom line is, worst case scenario, that bucket runs out to zero. We still have $3,000 a month for the rest of our lives. That is available to folks out there. You just have to learn about them. So how do you learn? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to share how that works and if it makes sense for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. in short, will help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, along with Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker, and a special guest coming up on this segment in just a moment. But let me tell you about Creative Financial Partners and the way to get in touch. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. To make an appointment, all you have to do is leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you. Then you can come in and sit down and have a relaxing conversation about your retirement situation. They can help you put together a plan, and of course, it's all about the money map process with Creative Financial Partners. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna, this portion of the show is called The Local Spotlight, and I'm wondering who you have in the spotlight today.
So this one's a pretty close one for me, and we just started this program in changing it a little bit. We're trying to get a little bit more of that Toledo vibe and that Toledo feel. So the very first thing, and maybe I'm cheating here because I'm bringing in one of my favorites, but I've practiced martial arts with Sensei Hertzsellers for approaching 10 years now. And so I've got Sensei sitting in the chair here with me. We're just going to kind of talk for a couple minutes, give you guys a little bit of exposure to him, who he is, and the vibe with Toledo and how that relates to all of us locally. So Sensei Joe Hertzsellers, I'd like to say welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So what got you into martial arts?
Well, I started, like a lot of kids, of course, back when I started, that was probably 1976, about all that was really available were books. And I remember walking in a mall in Fort Wayne in a Walden bookstore, and I picked up a book on karate. I took that little book home and went through the pages until they were all ragged and tried to learn every little move that I could. Of course, you could only learn a little bit out of books, but it was wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've been practicing for quite a while now, I guess.
Better part of 40 years, about 38 years.
That's awesome. And when did you start teaching martial arts?
Well, I started really, really young. I just fell in love with the dojo. I found a fantastic instructor in Fort Wayne. I always joke with people, my very first job was one day I came into the dojo and the roof was leaking. So my karate teacher hired me for $2.75 or $3 an hour, whatever it was, to get on the roof and tar the roof of the dojo. So that was my first job. And so I really literally started at the top of the martial arts industry.
Awesome.
That was hard work, I'm sure.
Yeah, that sounds like hard work. So, but you have a local dojo here, and we've practiced together for a while, so I know that there's been a few, but where are you located at now?
I am in the Shops at Fallen Timbers. We're right on the pond, right between Attitude Salon and the Tilted Kilt.
Awesome. And you've been doing this for teaching for a long time. What kind of special things have you seen in that process of watching people start with martial arts?
Well, I'll tell you, almost everybody comes in because of the physical benefits, and the physical benefits might be better health, better concentration, of course, self-defense, really practical self-defense, but everybody really stays because what it does for people internally, it just helps people feel better about themselves.
Yeah, that's great. So, Sensei, along with some other senior students a few years ago, we got together and started what's called MAM. It's Martial Artists for the Advancement of Mindfulness. It's an official 501c3 non-for-profit. And we started this several years ago with the idea that we'd be able to help primarily kids that can't do martial arts. I mean, we remember those discussions at, I think Granite City forever ago. Could you speak to what that is and what that organization does for a minute?
Okay, so it is the coolest thing, and I have to give all the credit in the world to Mr. DeVerna here, because it was really his brainchild. And the coolest thing was, you know, when you teach martial arts as a profession, it's very interesting, because on the one hand, it's a profession. You know, you're getting paid to it. You've got bills and so on. But on the other hand, truly, it's a calling. And, you know, to be in a situation where we have to make a choice between whether we're going to be able to properly fund the school or turn people away, it's very painful for all of us. And so his idea was, well, what if we didn't have to make that choice? What if there were ways that we could earn money and use that money for really well-deserving, lovely people that really could benefit from this practice? And that's what we've done, and we've helped dozens and dozens of people be able to practice who otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. It's completely, you know, kind of self-funded, I guess you'd say. Right. And none of the people that are involved in the board or anybody has ever taken any money from this. And so we've got, you know, a continuation. We have a board that makes decisions on these things, but it's just been an amazing thing to see the success stories and the people that get to continue to practice martial arts, or some of them that get to do it for the very first time. I mean, it's very rewarding to know that you were a part of that. It's a really cool, cool opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, and it really is close to my heart, because as a kid, I came from a very, very poor family. As a matter of fact, I never would have been able to practice martial arts if my grandfather candidly hadn't died of black lung disease, because he was a coal miner. And my grandmother took a very small amount of money, but to us it was a fortune. And she allowed me to study martial arts. And of course, we parlayed that into one of the largest schools in the state of Ohio. But the point is, if I didn't have that in my life, that it never would have happened for anybody. And literally, we've affected thousands of lives because of that. And for us to be able to be in a position where we can carry that forward, it's such a blessing. It truly is.
Yeah, the one other thing that I'll touch on, which I think is really unique about our dojo, and maybe this is bragging a little bit, but maybe not, there's a lot of adults that practice. I mean, when most of the places, most of the dojos that you see around have a lot of kids, and we have a lot of kids too, but how did you develop such a large, fantastic group of adults?
Well, you know, I really think it is not only articulating the benefits, but delivering the benefits. So, you know, ask how many adults in Toledo want to get in better shape, want to learn how to defend themselves, and want to learn how to really focus and discipline their mind. And virtually everybody. But sometimes what's happened here in the West is people have started to view martial arts schools as sort of a belt factory, for lack of better words, where they've almost turned them into children's programs. Now, we have a wonderful children's program. We love teaching our children. But, you know, adults don't need to be enticed with belts. What adults need to be enticed with is being able to wear a pair of jeans that they couldn't wear last year.
Yeah.
And being able to walk into a room and know that they can take care of their families and feeling good about themselves. And I think we deliver that every night.
That's awesome. If anybody out there is looking to get involved in martial arts, and maybe you've been waiting, you know, it's a lot like our show. We always kind of have a call to action. We say, hey, you know, I can tell you in my particular instance, when I met Sensei almost 10 years ago, I weighed about 60 pounds more than I do right now. So I was a guy who had, you know, taken full advantage of my job, and I was eating lunches and going to dinners and enjoying all the best things. But I was realizing that my life was very stressful. It had gotten a little bit out of control, and I needed to find a place where I would be able to kind of find a place where I could find people that were much like me and like-minded, but also I needed to have an outlet for me to physically continue to do some things. And so if people were looking to get involved on any level or just get some exposure, how might they reach out to you, or where could they find you on the web, or however that goes?
Yeah, and that's truly the best. You certainly can call us, 419-385-1000. But just Google martial arts at Fallen Timbers. You'll get our website. We're ohiomartialarts.com. It's a very robust site. There's really a plethora of free information. There's videos you can watch, and you can reach out to us, and we'll reach out to you as well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for being with me today.
It's an honor.
Great.
Again, the name of that program that you guys talked about, MAM, M-A-A-M, Martial Artists for the Advancement of Mindfulness. And Dan, let me just say, I think that's a wonderful program, a great way to pay it forward in the community.
Yep, it's been fantastic.
Creative Financial Partners is the host of the show, and Dan DiVerna and Steve Decker on today's show. I'm Ron Stutz, and let me give you the number again so you can call and make an appointment to come in to Creative Financial Partners in their office in Perrysburg and find out more about where you stand and how you can get where you need to go. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. One more time, if you haven't written down that number already, please do it now, 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony, and Dan, I just want to say it's been fun being on the show with you today, and certainly great to get to know Sensei Hertzellers and Steve Decker, of course, and hope you have a great week.
Awesome. Thanks, you too.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.